In case anyone's wondering what this has anything to do with the parasha, they should try to figure it out. It has to do with what was going on in my life this week. Namely, the mitzvah. And we went to the Chaim this week on Tuesday. I was here on Tuesday. With my son and my father. And Chaim asked my son, did you learn those tefillin? I said, yes. I said, how come you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos? He said, the Shabbos are nice. So then he asked, he was assuming that the Gabbai said, could you have, normally you have tefillin and milah twice, and on Shabbos, you don't have, on Shabbos, since you have Shabbos, you don't need tefillin. So Chaim asked him, Cain, Meso Echo, Machmas Milah, he doesn't have Bris Milah, you should have to wear tefillin on Shabbos. The Gabbai stuck his nose in and said, no, he said, the Beis Yosef of Maya said, that's the Chiddush of Chaim, but the Beis Yosef of Maya said, maybe it's not like that. I remember years ago, as Chaval, that I didn't realize he was going to do it. Years ago, I had heard Reb Chaim did this with the Mitzvah boys, and he told them it was a Trumas Deshen that said that you chayit. It sounded very funny to me. Then I looked into it a little bit, and I would have been alert. I would have looked back and then could have gotten the Helmas and not Reb Chaim. But anyways, that's what so now I went back to that shir and I looked over a little bit. And also, the second half of the shir is Hemshech, a little bit of last week. I got a Tashlumin by Havdol and Kiddush. Kotten she became a Godel in Shabbos. As soon as I have to speak in Shul Friday night, so I decided to elaborate a little bit on that topic. So that's the second half of the shir. So I was so busy this week, I probably didn't have time to make a new shir on Mishpat. So you'll have to excuse me. He can try as long as much as he wants. He won't help. The Gemara says in Menachos that we don't wait till the Shabbos. One of the Makaris is, this is Shmartim is a Chuk Gazayis, the Mardi Yom Emima, Yom Vlai Lailois, Mi Yomim, like Kol Yomim, Pal Shabbos Yomtev. And Peter says, Oy lo ois ha yidecho, little ketof is ben yinecho, mi shet shrichem ois, yot shabbos yom tai, vim shen guf echad. Shen guf echad. Now, in the Rekeach, he said, I asked the Kasha, so why are you chayiv to wear tefillin anytime? If you tell me on Shabbos you're going to wait till you have the ice of Shabbos, so then on a random Monday you shouldn't have to wait till then also because you have the ice of Milo. Well, the pasuk says Malta is b'sar laschem b'hoyel ice bris. So the answer is that no, if that's an ice, that's memela. The ice is that you don't have the arl. That's the ice. But over here you need the mina ice of Yitzias Mitzrayim. You need the ice of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos of Tefillin is an ice of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the type of ice you need. Why? What? Basically, that's what the Rekeach says. Now the Smag, which is what Reb Chaim was based on, Smag writes over there that he writes a few things that he darshan. He came somewhere and so they weren't nizer on Tefillin, so he gave drashas. So one of the things he darshan of them was he said from the 630 mitzvahs. That is Kai Sol and Stava, only three mitzvahs are considered ice, they're called ice. Mila Shabbos and Tefillin. And it's all Eidos that were Avadim. And Al Pishnaim Eidin Yakim Dover. That's what I said, it's Rosh, right? Pishnaim Eidin Yakim Dover. So Mela. Therefore, on Shabbos, normally you have two, what we said before, you have two ice on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you have the ice of Shabbos, you only have the ice of Mila. That's what he says. This answers Rekeach's kasha, right? Rekeach asked, why have to ever wear tefillin even b'chol? I had the ice of meal. The answer is, one ice is not enough. I'll be shnai made and yachim dover. That's the teretz of the smak. Rav Udraham says the same thing. And the same thing as the smak. Now, I'll be derech zeh, the barshah is mevayer. And the pasuk, the Gemara says, "Kol kara krishma bloy tefillin ki ilu meyid eid the shekem atzma." Famous Gemara, He's agreeing with tefillin, the parish in the Krishna, the parish of tefillin, you're not wearing tefillin, you're being made in the sheker. He says, because the three mitzvahs, like I said, is considered nice. And the Eidos, that we're the nation of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Shabbos Milan tefillin. Abishnai made me up in Dabar. So if you're not wearing tefillin, b'chol, so the second Eidos is Eidos Sheker. So Meila, because the tefillin is being made on you, that you're a Jew, that you're an Eved Hashem. So Meila, by not wearing tefillin, you're being made Eidos Sheker.
Why is it Eidos Sheker?
What?
Why is it Eidos Sheker? It's a lack of Eidos.
What?
Why is it Eidos Sheker? It's a lack of Eidos.
So, I'll do that. I'm Shimon Al Drush. Okay. Now, so we saw the Batsim Rekech arguing and told, you don't need to aid him, right? Why? I help Yishnani Vedim Yalkim Dabba. Says Nali Rabba, because Ayas is different. There's Eidus and there's Ayas. And Ayas is more than Eidus. For Eidus, you need two. And Ayas is enough one. And Vitz wants to know why you say it's Erech Nemisurim. Maybe that's why we should need to wait. Okay. Now, the Chumash Zedeshen, he's Batsim is one that asked Chaim's question. That he asked the Kash Attack, or feed the Smag. That you need to aid him. Some Cain, Mesu Echo, Machmas Milo, a guy doesn't have Bris Milo, he should have to wait till on the Shabbos. The smog holds, you need to aid him, not the Rekech. So, Mishnah Lefid Rekech, it doesn't make a difference. The smog holds, you need to aid on Shabbos. A guy that doesn't have Bris Milo for whatever reason, he's an Oinus, he doesn't have Bris Milo. But still, he should have to wait till on the Shabbos. As a freck, the Trumas Hadeshin. Says Trumas Hadeshin. That the smag is derech agada, derech drush. He writes the Rashi b'fneiem. So, Mel, you're not going to paskin. You're not going to be mechadish a new halacha based on the drasha that the smag gave to mechazik the Indian of tefillin. That people weren't being nizer in tefillin. They wanted mechazim show them, but the importance of tefillin. It's an edus, and Mel, you need to aid them. So Mel, you're not going to paskin halacha is that someone has to wear tefillin on Shabbos based on that drash. He brings an example. A very good example. He brings an example. The Gemara Nidna says, "Hakam tinag is nima l'shmoina." So Gemara says, because otherwise, by the bris milah, everyone's going to be happy, and the parents are going to be sad because she's the also b'tasha mita because she's tummy 7 days. So therefore, she's tummy 7 days. And therefore, the Torah said that Mila should be in the 8th day. So frekta Chumas Dashin, oh, so you're going to say, let's say a woman had laid an oif when she's a Zava, where she has to wait Zayin Nikim anyway, she has to wait, so she's not going to be with her husband at least for 14 days. So you're not going to have the Bris Mila until 14 days, because the whole reason why Bris Mila is Bishmaina is because she's with her husband. Right, Elmai, it's time for the Krab. It's a drash. Chazal give you a little taste, a little feel for the mitzvah. That's called time for the Krab. But you're not going to, it's written in the Oifen of Charles of Chuvis, but can you do it? Chuvis actually wrote the questions as well. They weren't questions that he got, he wrote answers. Right? He's a Shoyal Umeshiv. Right? Sometimes, you know, the Shoyal Umeshiv has to ask the questions and give the answers. Right? And they're Lishol, so you need a Shoyal Umeshiv. Right? So the Radvaz was asked this question, Taka, as a serious question. You should have to wait till on Shabbos. So he answers. So he answers that what are you talking about? If there's an oinus in Mila, so he's considered he's not an Aral. He's not an Aral. And he brings the Mishnah, Yidua, the Mishnah in the Darim, and it says an oider menarelim is Asur Ba'arlet bin goyim that are Nimal, is mutter ba'arle Yisrael. An aral, someone that a Jew that doesn't have bris mila. He said the arelim are also is mutter in a Jew. Why? We say a Jew kol beis Yisrael arle leiv. Arle Yisrael and nikkan and nakkel arelim. The arle leiv.
Is tinek shenishba a considered a
tinek shenishba stama?
Yeah. So how come a guy is considered an arel if
if he doesn't have the mitzvah? Guy doesn't have mitzvah.
But if a guy gets a bris milah, he's not considered an arel anymore.
He is considered an arel.
If he has a bris milah,
yes, that's what Mishnah says. Noida, noid min arelim is aser a guy, even a guy that was nimah. I just said that because over there we're talking about a guy is an urul. Yeah, they used to call a guy in Europe an urul. I mean, a guy is bechavtz is an arul. I mean, whether he has bismillah or not, he's an arul. A Jew is not. That's the point. So Meila, what's that? So if the Jew is an einus, he's not an arul. So Meila, he has the eyes. And then Dr. Adhas.
And if he's not an onus?
What?
If he's not onus?
If he's not an onus, then what?
Then he has to raise one on Shabbos.
Yeah, he doesn't discuss. But Chai, he's saying good. According to the Svara, if the guy wasn't Nidus, the guy was a Peshea, then he should have to put the little job to call your dad. Chanami? Yeah.
How could he be a Peshea?
What?
I had to win.
He never bris mila as a kid for some reason.
Right.
His parents here were Bali Chuba. Now he's 13 years old, and he's not doing bris mila.
Every guy's a
pesher. Huh?
So then what's an
onus? Mezu
Echa
Machas Milo. Oh. Where you can't do
Milo. Also, Mezu Echa Machas Milo, that wouldn't have Halachas Negev like dinim. He would still not be able to
eat Karm Pesach.
Right.
Right, so Vas digs it out. You're telling me, as if he's Gemal, so why can't he eat Karm Pesach? So he says, there's a special Joshua. Kol Oral. What's the Pasuk? Kol Oral Yechal Boy. Tamela, there's a pasuk. He says somewhere that there's a kasa, huh? Oh, Shani Karpes, the Golly Krog, the Sim Kol Arli Yechal Bay. Now, Achara, the Rebbe is a pella. That's what I thought Vitz was going to ask of
him. He doesn't have the milo.
Even though you want to say he's not an oral. Right? He's not an oral.
That's what the answer would be to that.
Even though he's not an oral. But Maisa, you can't say he has the ice bris. Right? You know, Einus Rahim is Morgan, but he's far, he doesn't have the ice bris. So you can't if tell me you need an ice. So he's an Einus. He doesn't have the ice. Right? And maybe he's not considered an oral. Yeah? He doesn't have the negative qualities of an oral. But he doesn't have the positive qualities of an ice. So you can't tell me that he has two ices. He doesn't have the ice bris. But he has an oral. He's an oral. That's the Chari Chidah asked on the Radvaz, which is a very, very, a Pella the Kash in the Radvaz, a Pella. Even though he doesn't have Shem Aral, he doesn't have a Shem Nimo.
He's being Mechadish that.
Okay, and it's a very Mechadish. There's no ice. There's no ice bris. There's no ice. An ice is a sign. Where's the sign? There's no nothing. Now, the Chidah asked another interesting question. It's another interesting question that. He asks that this guy who's Mesa Echa Machas Mila, right? So the whole week, yeah? Not in Shabbos. How many ices does he have?
None. Unless
one.
He puts on tefillin.
Okay, why should he put on tefillin? He puts on tefillin. So he has one, right? So the whole week he only has one. So now in Shabbos he has to have two. The whole week he only has one. So he gets by with one. So on Shabbos also now he has to have two.
He's einus.
What?
He's einus. What's he supposed to do during the week? You can't have another.
Say it. Okay, but say it. He writes, the Sfarim, like in poetic, he writes, Vika Sad Rabba Shabbos Kodesh, the aid heim bo. play on words. You know, we say, V'eid ein ba, the pasuk says, V'eid hein ba. That he has the eidus, he has the eidus. Okay. Tov. Oh, then he writes that he quotes a. Early on, he wrote in Ois Aleph, but the Rosh is Issa to put it on the Shabbos. And also he wrote with the Zayar Kaddish as an Issa, and the Zayar Kaddish also as an Issa in Chol HaMoed. Right? What's the
Issa?
I don't know, I get a chance to look at the Zayar, but he writes that. That's the famous story with that Zayar. I think the Zayar writes. It's called Mavazes Amayidais. Wearing tefillin in a Chol HaMoed is called Mavazes Amayidais. And supposedly the Gain was Magi on the side of his Zayir, on the side of his Zayir, Vuhush Haragas and Nefesh. It's Chayib Misa, because Mavazes Amayidais, someone wears tefillin on a Chol HaMoed, Vuhush Haragas and Nefesh. Yeah, it's inside. Then it's Chayib Misa wearing tefillin on a Chol HaMoed. But that's the. So he says, "Mail is Issa to Melon Fill on Shabbos." So, you certainly should.
Why isn't the Nazir Samayim?
What?
Why isn't the Nazir? You do anything to enhance. It's like
enhancing.
Apparently
not. Right. You understood what film was. I guess you might have understood. That's why the Nazir Samayim is.
You're degrading Midas or nothing.
Then anything you would do is like any extra thing you might do, like you might like do anything. I don't know. I have no idea what you do.
I go to Five Flags.
Music Park.
Okay. Zot the Prim Gadim. Prim Gadim is a different svara. That. Stam, it's only about Ruben Alma. Since Ruben Alma is the Nachayev. Until on Shabbos, we don't say that. Say, Mel, the Miyit on Shabbos is Mayit everyone. The interesting, I don't remember where I got it. I couldn't find it now. But I wrote down then, and then I found that I don't remember where. But the Machzeh Avram, and there are way too many of them in the Eitzer Chochma to start going through each one and finding it. Supposedly, he says that. I don't know which Machzeh Avraham is, like 5-6 of them. It says that Meisach Machmil is Takachayu to wear tefillin on Shabbos, but I don't know where this is.
Who is that?
Who's Machzeh Avraham? I'm not sure. I'm not even sure. I went through a little bit. I found it on my computer, and I just jotted some things down, so I had this. I'm not sure where I got it from. Now, the Shach in Yerideya, says the minig is not to take off tefillin till after the meal, because the tefillin is ice, and the meal is ice. After Rabban, you want the ice and the meal ice filling together. Now, so the Magen Avraham, the. Let's kind of go through this a little bit. The Bush writes, "Kredat is still negrois, right? It's ois that we're Abdei Hashem kaim and tzvois of. Kabal molein oily svara. Shabbos yom gamkin negrois. Like we said before, we don't do melacha. It's a simon of ois aleinu that we're avodim to Hashem. And that's what it says. Shabbos is an ois, and then it's also with full men." That's the zilzul. Very good little biyadoi. She ain't a rights lekabel ha'ois. She nosan le'Hashem yisbarach b'yemazeh. U'boy chaloi ois acher. Kilo harei u'mayu b'Hashem yisbarach. So that's the zilzul is Hashem is giving you an ois, and you're like saying no, I want my own ois. Like that's the zilzul. By doing a different ice, that's a zilzum, but that's showing that you don't want the ice of Hashem.
Why don't we say something like Misa L'Chumra? I'm saying something like that.
Why is that Misal Chumrah?
That we wouldn't...
Some parts of the Hakam, I didn't
mean Yeah, so that's what I mean, the Hakam. That you do stick on the tefillin?
No.
No, right, that you shouldn't stick on the tefillin. Right. So why do people put on the tefillin on the Chumrah?
We still don't want that.
That's right. No one...
I don't want to talk about that. I had so little time on the light.
Hi, Misa.
There you go.
No, let's
get through it. Louis, you better watch out. Can I, the star of known to be hot head a little bit sometimes, you know? Okay. Now, so the bush rides, even though the mashmar is a pasuk, the bahari loy is not necessarily mashmar, it's an iser. But he says, Humina Miskolis. It makes sense. Sheminich Malkam Vaz Ois Shal Shabbos, who can murder by Doino Yisparach any rights of the Ois Shal Nosla Yayin. The Eil Chamin Vel Mizu, Lavush writes. So the Eli Rabba, based on this Lavush, is Temer Neshach. Shach says that he's supposed to keep his phone on until after the meal. Frankly, Rabba, why? Because you want Adrab, the Isa Mil, the Isa Tvilin. We see Fakir, we see even Lavosh, you don't want to mix two Isas together. As if Frankly, Rabba. So, Zotip Imagadim, they know that Mizan the Smag, that the whole idea is that you need two Isas, and on Shabbos, you have two Isas. Right? Mela, B'yayim Chol, we don't have Shabbos, then there's another Abba, you want to put two Isis together, two Eidim together. That's what Bim Gadim says. Now, the in the bottom of the Urayim, the Haggadah on the Urayim, called Taifas Urayim, writes like this, Yod Shabbos Yom Taivim, Shein Atzman Ois. He writes, "It's shrichem ois lahidiyak yu Yehudi v'yarei v'yarei Hashem." Along the lines of the Levush, Shabbos is it's not Shabbos is without tefillin to rain nicker that you're keeping Shabbos. So therefore, fuck there. That's nafkamina, because when the. The bris milah, right, is not a stira. The bris milah is not a stira, because, I mean, the bris milah doesn't really count, because the fact that you had a bris milah, to answer the kash we asked in the beginning, is why would you ever wear tefillin? You had the ice. Herod says, no, you need an ice that you're an eved. The fact that my father was malmi when I was 8 days old, he didn't ask me, I didn't answer, no one asked my opinion. You weren't Mekabel Abdus, not a mice of Abdus inside the cup. Inside the phone, not inside the cup. So Meili says, by Shabbos is an active ice. Mila is not an active ice. So Meila, it's not a. Mila is not a problem, Bukhav.
Yeah, but if you're a Mal yourself, then.
If you're a Mal yourself, Samela, I was thinking, could be Samela Fize. Samela, it could be Fakir, it could be Deli Rabba was asking that, that's Deli Rabba's conscience. Samela, that's why Mila is not a problem. It's not considered an ice. It's not called an ice that's a problem. So, good, so then I saw B'Shem Mar Shapiro that he writes, he said that the Kash Famili said that this really, I think the Lashon Lavush really is a Shemash like that. The Ois of Shabbos is an Ois Kash Baruch was giving you. So Mela, but you bring another Ois, being Mazal is an Ois of Shabbos. Shem came by Mila, it's also an Ois that you're doing. The Ois that you're doing, then other Abba, the more you do, the better. Only an Ois of Shabbos, which is an ois Kosh Baruch was giving you, then by saying, no, I need another ois, that's a zilzal. But Mila is your ois as well. Okay. That's the first half of the shit. Now, the last week we started discussing the idea of what happens if a katan was higdil leil Shabbos. So we brought down just to recap a little bit at the beginning, and then we'll be mamshuch on this topic. The basics were the Rambam paskin that if you didn't make kiddush Friday night, you can make kiddush Shabbos day. And Mechsinuch was mesupik. What happens if a katan shehigdil? He wanted to be titled the shayla. What is the gather of kiddush by day when you were mekadesh by night? Is it tashlumin, or is it the ikas manachiyim is the whole day? If the ikas manachiyim is the whole day, then even a cotton shehigdil, now it became a chuyim. It's chayim. If it's tashlumin, if you weren't mechayim by ik, you're not mechayim tashlumin. Like a chiger, a guy was lame on the first day of yontif, and then he became healed. He doesn't have mitzvah of riyah, chagiga, because tashlumin, he wasn't chayim nigger. He wants to bring a raya for the fact that the Gemara learns out. Where does the Gemara know that if someone's chayiv, and if someone didn't make kiddush Friday night, he's still chayiv all day? The Gemara learns it out from Abdullah. Now, by Abdullah, the machlekes are showing him b'chayra. What is the gather of the chiyuv of the din tashlumin of Abdullah? Because the machlekes are showing what's in an einin. An einin mitzvah Shabbos. Then is he chayiv to be mavdol after the kvura. Right, so the machleik is Neri and the Maram Rutenberg, and the Rosh Marshal Haskins like Neri that there is no tashlumin. Why? Because he was potter in the Nigris Manachim, so mainly he's potter in tashlumin. The Chigir, the Maram Rutenberg says no, that he's chayiv. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch in Yeruday. It says we paskin einin. Leileinu, that was an einin mitzvah Shabbos. You couldn't make Abdullah, so you can make Abdullah after the Kvura. Bakti mechaz chanuch. What is that telling me? What is that telling me? That the gather of tashlumin of Abdullah is not a gather of tashlumin. It's the ikur chiyuv is the whole zman of tashlumin. So a male of an einin was potter by the ikur chiyuv. He can become mechayev later because the chiyuv is one big chiyuv until Tuesday. So man, that's by Abdullah. Says Mechaz Chanuch. If we learn out kiddush from Abdullah, so it has to be the same gather. Just like by Abdullah, it's a chiyuv. It's not pshat tashlumin. It's a chiyuv the whole time. The kiddush also, the chiyuv kiddush tomorrow. If you didn't wear mekadesh Friday night, is ikur chiyuv hamela katan shehigdil. Just like the Ainin is Chayiv Abdullah till Tuesday, so Kot Shehigdil is Chayiv Abdullah Shabbos morning. That's what the Mechaz Chinuch wants to suggest. Now, in Rebbe Kveger, okay, we'll skip to the in Rebbe Kveger, there's also, he comes to the same idea from a different angle. That he writes, he has a kasha. The loch is, it says, a person did not make Abdullah Friday night. I'm sorry, did not make Abdullah on Tzai Shabbos. Okay? So, he forgot to make Abdullah in Davin. He forgot to say the Chantam, right? He forgot to say Abdullah in Davin. So, the loch is, since he's going to be Mavdil al Kais, he doesn't Davin over again. So the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is im tov le hivdil betfila. If God says at chantano, ein le kais belayla v'savar shaf le machar lo yeh le kais. He thinks he's not going to have a kais tomorrow either. Then what's the din? He has to daven over again because he's not going to have a dollar. Frech v'kveger, why are we saying he's not going to have a dollar tomorrow? And we'll be passing. You can do have dollar until Tuesday. It should say, the guy forgot to say Atachan Tanu. He's not going to have a kais until Tuesday. Then he has to have it over again. Elamai. It's mashma. that only if he knows he's going to have a kais on Monday, he still has to daven over again. Why? Zuckerberg, Teretz is. Because the first day, the whole first day, is a vada ikar chiyuv. Just like the Man Omeret says that the only chiyuv is one day. You can only mashal tomorrow. What's the pshat? The chiyuv dal is Mitzray Shabbos. Mitzray Shabbos, the yom is hayol achar laila. So the day is also, it's all one day. It's all one chiyuv. So meila, if you're gonna have wine tomorrow, you can be yaitzi ikar chiyuv, then you have to daven over again. If you're not gonna have wine tomorrow, even though you're gonna have wine on Monday, it doesn't help you. And then we say you have to go have daven again because you're not gonna be yaitzi ikar chiyuv. That's a bekregish to go there. Now, you can iron well in the Ramban, in the Teres Adam, where the Ramban discusses, you make a Havdalah on Tisha B'Av, Shechal Liyos, B'Metzoy Shabbos. The Machlekes Rishonim, the Bahag holds, you do Havdalah on Metzoy Tisha B'Av, which is our Minhag. The Ramban disagrees. And the Ramban discusses over there that he writes over there that according to the Man Omer, the Rif Paskins, there's only chiyuv Havdalah one day. So according to that, he says, right, there's no tashlumin. There's a chiyuv one day. Vizel. So on that day, you couldn't do it. Tough luck. There's no Havdalah. Because why Mavdal during the day? Like a pagan svar. Because it's one to chiyuv the whole first day. But so, and that's a kasha. Maybe the Rif Paskin was like that, Shita. He says, therefore you shouldn't make a dog. That's one svar, so you shouldn't make a dog. But in that discussion of the Ramban, there's a lashon there, the Man Omer, you do till Tuesday. There he says, if you didn't do it, Mitzoy Shabbos, there's the Tashlumen until Tuesday. So there's a shtukah mashma, according to that Man Omer, you don't say the whole first day is a chiyuv. It's mashma, the ikar chiyuv is at night, and it's talking about the Tashlumen. You have to ma'ayin well in Lashon HaRamban because there's a solid yukah maybe each way. But upon that's the Yisrael B'Kfeger. So again, what is B'Kfeger Mechadish? That the whole first day is Iker Chiv. So according to that, then Chor Wadin by Kiddush, right? According to B'Kfeger, just like we say, the Yom is Hayel Chachar Laila, so what is my Kiddush? Melo, that would be right in the schedule that the cotton shehigdil. Friday night, he brought Shnei Cyrus. Friday night, he's mechuyev from Kaddish tomorrow. Now, Zogar B'Kfeg is not going to mean in this. Look at a Yom Tov. Because the servant didn't make Abdullah Mitzah Yom Tov. Can he make Abdullah the next day? Why is Yom Tov different than Shabbos? Because why can you make up Abdullah until Tuesday? Because till Tuesday, it's still connected to Shabbos. That's by Shabbos. The Yom Tov. You don't have that Svara. Yom Tov, you don't have that Svara. So Melo, who's in the Shemitah Shlom Yom Tov? Zoker B'Kveger, even though you don't have that Svara, but still, if we say that the day follows the night, in Cain, just like by Shabbos, the whole Sunday is Chiyuv Havdalah, so too, Isruchag, the whole Isruchag is Chiyuv Havdalah. The whole Isruchag is Chiyuv Havdalah. So Mele, who are there on Yom Tov, will be Tashlumin for Havdalah. That's what Craig wants in Mechadish. Which Derech Agav, the Seif Igris Haramah, the Yad Ramah, I think there is actually a coin that's a tshuva from the Taisus HaRashba, the Rashba Shans. He says, he's discussing the Lamadama, Abdullah's the Raisa, that still shaykh tashlumin. And he says, because haray in chutz laretz, you have 2 days yomtiv. So the question is, do you make havdalah between the first day and the second day? Between Shabbos and Yom Tov, you do make Abdullah. Ma'avim Kodesh L'Kodesh. On 2 days Yom Tov, when the rise to the first day is Yom Tov, second day is Chol, you make Abdullah? Anybody?
No.
You don't make Abdullah. Correct. Okay. There's some Jews around here. Samela, why not? Zok the Geras Igras Haramah, because when you make Abdullah Mitzoy Yom Tov Sheni, he says it's Loi Gara from someone that's making Abdullah on Tuesday. He also has a Knech that since you didn't do Malacha on Yom Tov Sheni, so Meila, it's not a Stira to Abdullah.
Cooking is allowed in Yom Tov.
Hindu Mlacha, it's Asr on Yom Tov. On the first day. Hindu Mlacha, it's Asr on the first day. So Meila, it doesn't share your Havdalah. Meila can make Mavdil on Havdalah. So Yom Tov Sheni, it goes on the first day as well.
Right, but that's not Yom Achalayla.
Exactly what I'm trying to bring from here. So in the Yad Ramah, you see even more. You see that even on Yom Tov, Vegas is the Kaddish. At least the first day you can make Abdullah. Because the Yom Zachar Lailan in the Yad Ramah, we see even more. We see that Shaykh Tashlumin calls man Yidu Melacha. So Chanan in Kervis Shurim and Beitz, the first parak, Ois Yud, I believe it is, he's Temeya on the Yad Ramah, the huge Chiddush over. He says, Yidu Melacha. Right? It means, Mashma, that if you didn't Melacha, you can't make Abdullah anymore. Right? What kind of halacha is that? Say it. Anyway, you know what you think?
What about eating?
Like eating.
You're not supposed to eat before
Abdullah.
Probably on the second day you ate.
Yeah, but we pass in Ta'am Mavdil. That's not what we did. We pass in Ta'am.
If you said.
Ta'am Mavdil.
As if you said Abdullah in. You're saying. Fact.
I understand
Malachi. No, you just mean that if you messed up twice, you have to be chayzer again. Say it. Here you went, there was no tachana this time, say it all. But you mess up. But also, as in fact, hey, Tom, now.
Aren't we makel on certain things on Yom Tov Sheni? That we are not in Yom Tov Sheni.
Oh. That's a good point. Well, that's what happened then. That was Ayman Pshayyam's question. They did Mocha on Yom Tov Sheni. Cook. Amen. They do even that I found. What do we make on? We make on Rafua. Ah, more than that. We make on all the things that we saw, like Beit Shnol Bezez, Mukta Bezez, that's Mukta. Beit Shnol Bezez, Mukta Bezez. Because it's Manushach. The first day was Yom Tov, and the second day is Chols, and then it's Mutter. The first day was Chols, and then Yom Tov, and then it was. And then we Mutter. Those kind of things that are telling Suffolk were make. It's also good art.
Tov. Not make
one
that you could like do
Malacha.
That one
not make one. Huh? Oh, actually, what? What did I say? Not make on Malacha? Muktzah. Banan. Oh, actually, Nate's question is in the game right now. Krager is mayor in the Bahat. It says, Din of Ta'am Mavdil is only Mitzay Shabbos. But if you didn't make a Dol Mitzay Shabbos, and you were Ta'am, you had your bagels and lox Sunday morning, then. You can't make Abdullah anymore. And then the Mechaber brings us down. The other kind of Tom Abdul, Hani Mili, Hechad the Hibdul Balaam Tzay Shabbos. Hibdul Balaila, Kim Shtam, Shudanim Abdul. That's Mashmah, it says in Pager. And Ikas Man Abdallah is Mitzai Shabbos. If you tell him that Ikas Man Abdallah is the whole for his whole for his day, why should there be a difference in Gary Tom Mavdil to Mitzai Shabbos? So Kaparon, the Fida Bahag, so the Yad Ramah can't like the Bahag. Because the Yad Ramah, the Yad Ramah, if you're Tom Sunday morning, you can't do Abdallah anymore. So Meila, in the case of Rabbi Din of Yontif Sheni, Abdullah Mitzvah Yontif Sheni, the Yad Ramah says it's going back on the first day as well. You had your Sudas, Yontif. So you have to say, Taka, that the Ramah argues on the behalf. Yes, Moshe.
Now, when you say
Thomas
Mavdil, is it that you are kind of like the
Tom Mavdil, I mean, even you ate, you could still make that dollar.
Oh, so
you weren't allowed to eat, but you ate. Still, you can make a dollar. Tom Mavdil. Even if you ate, you still make a dollar. Okay. Now, it's very interesting, Ran. The Gabe also got this Abdolvim on Yom Tov. Because, also, when he's done, Tisha B'av Mitzvah Shabbos. The halachas of Derelis holds you can make Abdullah on Sunday night. So he brings down that the Rib Paskin is going to do the first day, meaning the Ramban's Kasha. Right? You can only do Abdullah the first day. So then, Mitzvah Tisha B'av, the first day is up. There's no Din Tashlumin. Says the Ran, fascinating teretz. Mamash a fascinating Ran. So the Ran, Mamash a shtickle teretz. He says that this that we say, you can only be mavdil the first day, that doesn't mean to say that the first day, that it's not midin tashlumin, and the first, like Craig said, the first day is the ikra abdallah. Rather, that if a person forgot to be mavdil, a whole day went by into Abdullah. Yeah? Says the Ran, El Chapeshe Godl Mizeh. So, Mel, just like the din is, that if a person, there's no, by davening, by tefillah, there's no din tashlumin, amazing. The guy just wasn't with the daven. Yeah? Or someone woke him up, someone else woke him up, someone called him, chveis. And he didn't wake up anyway, right? So you saw a guy like that as a pesheya, and by him there's no din tashlumin. He can't that make up two shmanasrays in the next tefillah. Says the Ran, the guy that forgot to daven, make Abdullah, the whole day, this guy's a pesheya. He's a lowlife. So Mamela, says the Ran, that's why he can't be mavdil on Monday. Sentence. But Mamela, the guy that's on Tisha B'av. Tisha B'av is on Sunday. This that he was Mavdil on Tisha B'av is not because the guy's a lowlife. It's because he's fasting. So Mamela, Zabderan, that's from Yashu the Bahad. Even if you're the Rif, they only can be Mavdil the first day. Still, the Bahad holds that on Tisha B'av. Sorry, Tisha B'av, you can make Abdullah. So what do we see in the Ran? And even the mandama, that is the first day, it's also gather of tashlumin. Right? It's also gather of tashlumin. And Meila, that's not like a Rekveig, you want to say that the first day is midin, the yayim is herlach achar
layim. Do we see from the Ran that if you forget, you're a pesheya? Do we see that? Is that what we see also?
The Ran? No, not Stamazai. But if you've got a whole day, then you're a pesheya.
Okay,
a guy forgot the daven. One tefillah. Yeah.
That's a pesheya.
No.
Especially if it starts from, let's say, like 4 o'clock, you could daven maariv, and then you have to like 6 o'clock in the morning to daven maariv. That's a pesheya. That's a pretty big pesheya.
Okay, so you want to know if Ran says forgetting a whole day is called pesheya, so would that apply depending if the guy was up all night? If the guy went to sleep at, you know, 9 9 o'clock, then maybe not. 12 bucks, you'll be done. I was up all night.
So now for me,
it's Thursday night. It was a Thursday night.
You slept the whole day, but that's not a pesheya for Abdullah.
So you can say maybe it's a pesheya.
So now for me, so if he slept the whole day, that's not a pesheya for Abdullah, right?
Well, that's good. So that's the run set. What can I tell you? Are you? Okay, no, it's a pesheya. It's a mechush the Quran. It's a Quran. How much of rice? okay. Now, I was thinking like this. Oh, so first of all, before what I was thinking, there's the fear of Kveger, that's there's a stira in the Rosh. It really is Shar Kveger. Because that's the fear of Kveger is learning up, there's a stira in the Rosh.
Why?
Because, listen, you have to help cup everybody a little bit. Rukveger is the one by Einain that argued on the Maram Rutenberg. The Rosh is the one that argued. And the Rosh holds that Einain, Mitzvah Shabbos, cannot do Abdallah after the Kfur. As the Rosh says, because Tashlumin. Right? Tashlumin. And even the next day. Then that Einain doesn't do Abdallah through the Rosh. Even the next day, the first day. Right? Sunday morning, he had the kfura, right, which is a normal case, right? Whether well, someone's lifting on Shabbos, whatever, right? Well, they were marked the very Mitzvah Shabbos, the Chutzlarts, right? So they had the kfura next morning. After there's a Shabbos, game, doesn't make up all then on Sunday, right? And then, yet the Rosh says, and no, since it's Tashlumin, so he wasn't Chayiv Mitzvah Shabbos, there's no Chayiv, it's like Chigar, he wasn't Chayiv on. Like Chagiga, right? It wasn't Chayiv on Sunday either. I mean, even Sunday, look at the Rosh, is a Gedda Tashlumin. Now, the makar of that halacha, that if you think you're going to have wine the next morning, then you don't have to daven over again. And that halacha, very good, is medayik. Yeah, why not for Sunday morning? Why not till Tuesday? If you're gonna have wine until you shouldn't have it, you have to have it over again. So he's in that because the first day is not the shlomen. The first day is the kachir. The mark of that halacha is the rosh. So come to according to Kveger, there's a steer in the rosh whether or not the first day is together the shlomen or not. Therefore, l'chayra, you have to say, you know, Kveger is the beautiful shlomen, but you have to say like the beralach. The beralach explains it differently. He also asked for Craig's kasha. He actually, I think, gives his own parents in the signature of Craig and some Ray Sayyid Dalla.
Isn't that what focuses on the
what? When? By Chagigah?
Yeah, by
Seven, okay.
So.
You know Chagigah now?
No.
Okay.
So.
We're going, we pass him that special. Yeah. Either way, we're just using that as a dogma anyway. If it's not the Shlomo Zadon, but we pass it anyway. We pass it like that. So we're just using that as a marshal. Like I have other cases which might be, everyone might agree that it's the Shlomo in other places. That's just the dogma we find in Chazal, the Shlomo and the Achminas. That's all. Now, the Paralocha says, very, very simple, Balbatish, that even if the Pais can, they can do it all till Tuesday, but we're not saimuch that you get wine. What's all svara? If you know you're getting wine tomorrow, okay, don't dive it over again. But yeah, Tuesday, you know, you're gonna get wine. Till then, who knows what's gonna happen? So therefore, we're not saimuch that you're talking you get wine on Tuesday, and then we say you have to dive it over again. That's the Beralacha says. L'chayr, otherwise, Viru Kveg is a stira in the Rosh. We're talking about if a guy doesn't get anything.
I don't even know. Really? I didn't get it.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's on the...
You have to have a follow mark over here, or just Shmaisa?
Shmaisa. Yeah, of course.
Like, even if it's like a couple hours after, you're like, oh, like, not being one.
Again, if you think at any point they're not going to have wine till Sunday night, you have to have an omen.
All shows.
Yeah. Okay.
But your initial Shemesrei wasn't, like, that wasn't a good Shemesrei?
It was a good Shemesrei, but you didn't say at the Chantan.
So why don't you say at the Chantan?
Because it was not at the Chantan in Shemesrei. You have to have an omen again, it wouldn't be able to say at the Chantan in the proper place. If Chazal is telling you to do it, then it's not Allah Tal. If you know you're doing it, you can't say at the Chantan. The Tekana was Zayat Chantan Shmanesri. The only way to say Chantan Shmanesri is Midami Shmanesri. It's not Allah Tal. Yeah. What else could we want? Now, I was thinking in the Rambam, L'chayro, it's Mashma, that it is a Gedot Tashlumin, not like where Craig wanted to say. Because the Rambam, we discussed this Rambam, I think, last week. The Rambam says the mitzvah of Kiddush and Abdullah, we discussed in Shabbos also last week, the mitzvah of Kiddush and Abdullah is to be maskir, Kedusha Shabbos, b'knisasai u'b'tziyasai. Oy, koyd m'chein na'at. Right? The Rambam is the mitzvah of Zohar, Eskerim, and Shabbos, l'kanshoi, is what? The masker, Kedushas HaShabbos, Betchilasai, Vitziyasai. Knisasai, Vitziyasai. And Rama hold that all is the right answer. Now, B'chayra, if the mitzvah is B'chnisasai, then how can you say the next morning is Nekachiv? The mitzvah is B'chnisasai. You could say it's Din Tashlomit. But to say that the Ikr mitzvah the whole day, how are the mitzvah B'chnisasai? I'll be mechadid the question. What happens? It's already after Plag and Menucha, and he realized it wasn't Kabbalah Shabbos. It wasn't. He didn't make Kiddush, right? Now, if he wanted to, he could have Ma'ariv now, right? And make Abdullah. As Ram said, usually you can have Ma'ariv on Friday early and make Kiddush because Knisasik or Kaid Mechay Ma'at. So too, we could have Ma'ariv on Shabbos after Plagim Mincha and make Abdullah. So now, that means if guys after Plagim Mincha, this is already Itziyasai. Right? It's already Itziyasai. He could die. Okay, Mechay Ma'at. It's already Itziyasai Dik. Right? So now, so you tell me that's called Knisasai? It's Plagim Mincha. Yeah? It's still called Knisasai? It's Itziyasai. A Koyd Mechen Ma. Right? Elamai, Chara, it's Mashma the Rambam, that will be Din Tashlomit Taka. Mashma will be Din Tashlomit.
Didn't we want to say last week that his Lashon by Itziyasai, he says, if you can't do it Saturday night, do it Sunday. And then after that, you have until Tuesday. And we tried to say that Sunday was also Ikra.
Oh, very good. So, it's true. Very good. So Melissa last week. So the Rambam last week, I brought down from Zilberstein, one of the Rai Turuk Kveg of the Rambam. The Rambam said that he didn't do Abdullah Tzai Shabbos, he Mabdil on Sunday, and on Monday and Tuesday. Mashmur is a separate thing, he'll say Mabdil until Tuesday, Mabdil on Sunday, Mabdil Heluch, and then until Tuesday. It's mashma, it's like a kfeger. But teretz is, you have to say, because the berlacha over there also gives a different shot in the Rambam. And there he says that al's reason. Again, it's a shrakab shot, because chare's reason you have Monday also. He says the Rambam just means al's reason, the first day you should do it al's reason. Not because there's more of a chiyah on the first day than on Monday and Tuesday. The way if I'm writing the Rambam, not like a kfeger, together of Tashlumin, then you have to say Berlachas Teretz. So I was thinking, it could be nafka mina in all this. I want to be mechadesh a chiddush la halacha. A chiddush la halacha. that, let's say a guy, not halacha, ma'isla, what comes out? If a guy remind himself, Drei ben ha-shmashes, he didn't go Abdallah. So what does he do? So Pim Gadim says, the Mishmur means down, that he has to Abdallah. Why? Sabin Raisa L'chomra. He knows Ben Hashmashes, he writes after Shkia. He's making Kiddush. The third Shabbos after Shkia, he has to make Kiddush. Now, Zach Pim Gadim, he makes Kiddush without a bracha. Without the Shem Hashem. Because the Sabbos are brachas l'chomra. But he says, that's daf if he daven Friday night. But let's say the guy went to sleep right before Shabbos and he slept until Shabbos afternoon. He didn't get around to make Kiddush until after Shkia. So then he wasn't the Yoreitz of the Rais of Kiddush. And now he has to make Kiddush with the Bracha.
If you're Yotze during davening, then it's only Derabanan.
Right.
So why even make Kiddush?
Why make it at all?
It's Sefik Derabanan.
Derabanan Kulu. I'm not sure. That's a good question. Oh, Zog the Shara Tzina. So he has a kasha that he has to drink the wine. And he can't shmug Masuda. Where's the kish mug Masuda? They can't eat because it's already time for Abdallah. So where's the kish mug Masuda? So he says maybe some of the guys in Moshan Shudas. Alright? Guys Mul Shah Shuddhis, so it's not a palm of Abdallah. Or he says maybe the Khiv Kiddush was Mukari the Raisa. So the Isatim before Shah before Abdallah, the Khiv Kiddush is Daikh. As he wants to say.
Can you do them both at once?
Both at once?
Yeah.
No, the Maksil talks about that. He says since Mais is two separate mitzvahs, he can't do the item together. It's a Khiv Khnasas Mityas, two separate mitzvahs. Which is punked in Zachary Mishal Zakacha. It's like he's Madame to Krishna Shachas Vaharis. Some are Machalot, but we're still discussing that. Oh, so I want the Taina, Lefi the Rambam, Ken Zain, he make Abdallah first. Make Abdallah. And then make Kiddush. Sounds pretty crazy. Why not? What's wrong? Make Abdallah and then make Kiddush. So now you're able to eat. Oh, I was waiting for that. You fell right in. That's true. But feed those that learn Abdallah is that you're being ma'abdil. Then you're right. Well, feed the Rambam, Abdallah doesn't mean that you're ma'abdil. Feed the Rambam, what's the mocker of Abdallah? Zohar is Yahim HaShabbos L'Kacha. You have to be mazkir. Divrei Shabbos, Bechnisasoi, Uvetziasoi. But for the Rambam, Havdalah is not making it Ois Shabbos. Havdalah is not taking out Shabbos. Now we're showing them the whole that it is. There is a...
Even according to Rambam, it's Bechnisasoi, Uvetziasoi. So this is the
Yitzir. Fine, but
after Havdalah, no.
No, it's Bechnisasoi. It's the end of Shabbos. You can make Havdalah for the Rambam. After Plagamim also, right? So it's Bitzios, you have to make your mask Bitzios. Shabbos is going out, your mask is also Baal Tashlum, and it's still a day, it's still a Sophic day. It's still a Sophic day, what's that? It's still a Sophic day. Why am I making Shabbos? Why am I making Kiddush? Because maybe Ben Shmosh is still the day before, it's still Shabbos. It's Bitzios, and Bitzios, you have to make Plagamim. Let's say it wasn't Ben Shmosh, okay, it was Plagamim. Okay, I make a doll of Plagamim. Then you could hear Luffy Ram, you still make Kiddush. Why not? I didn't take out Shabbos. Yeah, you have this concept that Abdullah takes out Shabbos, but the Rambam is not true. That whole concept is wrong. No such concept. Being done with the Rambam. If you know that Abdullah takes out Shabbos, then you're right. And there's rise from Shem Wolf like that.
Why is it called Abdullah?
Yeah, that was
what? That's what you're saying.
That's a good question. Why is it called Abdullah? Why call it Abdullah? Why call it like a mountain of a
Okay.
Your Rambam calls it Abdallah?
What?
Your Rambam calls it Abdallah?
Yeah. Stop. Mavdil. So he says,
yes,
yes,
or
he says,
Mavdil.
What are we? No, but first of all, Nuskhabdallah is Zilcha Mavdil Kaj
Zachal. It's not.
Okay, the Ram, the Yisrael of Abdallah is not to be Mavdil, the Yisrael of Abdallah is in Mask of Dush, Shabbos, Vitzias.
So why don't I say that lunch?
Again, it has to be Vitzias or some of Mad. Has to be the mitzvah is to be the Ram.
And it's going out.
Right. But so doesn't take it out.
So if I say it,
ask a question after Plaga Minute. After Plaga Minute, it's an hour and a half before Shabbat. It's an hour and a quarter before Shkia. It's an hour and a quarter before Shkia. Let's say he eats Shkia. Can he eat Shkia? Ask a question. It's Samachlitz Yasa. So that's the Rambam. Samachlitz Yasa.
Same
thing.
Where is it?
Like, where's
the Rav? Like, how can you say,
oh,
Samachlitz Yasa
is fine? Like, from the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Rav would solish Shabbos, and Gemara says, make a dollar. Okay, he's later. I'll just leave with a question. I'm not going to answer the question. You have to look at the answer yourself. But there's a huge kasha, beautiful kasha, on the Michas Chinuch. Because Michas Chinuch, let's go back to Michas Chinuch. Michas Chinuch says that since we passed in Abdol till Tuesday, is not a shlumin, haraya oinin is chayim Abdol till Tuesday, and Shabbos learned out from Kiddush learned out from Abdullah, and Kiddush is also not a shlumin. Male cotton shehigdil, which is the question we start off with, makes Kiddush Shabbos morning. And Cain, frekta aderes. In Cain, a cotton, why are we only talking about a cotton shehigdil Friday night? What about cotton shehigdil Monday afternoon? Or Tuesday afternoon? Does he have to make Abdullah over again? If it's Tashlumin, if it's not Tashlumin, and according to Mechsim, if it's not Tashlumin, it's one bit chiyin and a cotton's chayin. One second. Wait. And Kiddush. Friday night also Yoytzeh. Right? But that's a shayla. If he did something, that's a whole section of this year, which we didn't get to, we're not going to get to now, is, are you talking Yoytzeh? Cotton did something when he's a cotton, he's only chayav drabanan, and now it becomes chayav deraisa. Is he Yoytzeh?
Does it still apply to him?
Why not? Why yet? Now it's Chayav Deraisa. Then he's only Chayav Rabbanan. How could the chi they did as a Rabbanan, how that might say Deraisa?
He was only Yotzim
Rabbanan?
Exactly.
So therefore, fine, but now he has a Chiyav. But now he has a Chiyav.
That's how we pass.
Why? Again, you give me some whole point. The Kasha was. But the Minch Chinuch says, it's not Tashlumin. I mean, the Chiyav is a Chol Chiyav till Tuesday. Yeah? A Gershon is Geyer, according to this, right? Gershon is Geyer on Monday. Does he have a Chiyav Abdallah?
Because he didn't have a Chiyav
Abdallah
to begin with.
But it's
Chiyav, but if you do it,
and
you do it.
And when the Kotel, that was a Havish Day Cyrus Friday night, so he can make it this Shabbos morning. Why? I didn't have a Chiyav Friday night.
Still applicable to him now. Shabbos is now.
Again. No, Mashenkin what?
On Tuesday afternoon, when he became a gadol, there was no Shabbos.
According to Michas Chinuch, there was no Shabbos.
He wasn't chayim.
Oh, he didn't have Shabbos.
Right.
Oh, that's a very good teretz. And my father wanted to answer me that teretz. And then I found that Tzvi Pesach Frank answers that. He's medamit to a chsam seifu, which I remember there was a Chassam Seifer that's negated this, and he reminded me. Chassam Seifer says, the guy with the din of Tesefis Yom HaKippurim. The Chidur Aisa of Tesefis Yom HaKippurim. Even for Ramba. There's no Tesefis Shabbos, Tesefis Yom Kippur. Let's say the cotton, he comes to God, or Mitzvah Yom Kippur. Does he have a Chiv Tesefis Yom HaKippurim? He didn't have a Chiv on Yom Kippur. Yechiv Tesefes? He says, no, if you're not Chayiv Nikash, Ikka Yom Kippur, you can't be Chayiv Tesefes. Tesefes on that. Look, Tzipesa, and Kate also, the cotton on Shabbos, he didn't have Shabbos. Midrash says, Kiyayim Chol. So Meila, it was Hibdol on Monday, there's no Tashlumah. Mashayim came on Shabbos. It's still Shabbos. Therefore, he's Chayiv Tesefes.